afternoon, everyone. I'm Krishan Saunders at the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. American Airlines says it's gotten the okay from the FAA to return all but three of its grounded MD-80 planes back to service. The airline is also apologizing to customers, saying safety is a top priority. That's after it canceled more than 3,000 flights this week for government-ordered wiring inspections. Cleanup is underway across parts of Alabama, Tennessee, and Kentucky after the latest round of severe storms. Dozens of homes and buildings are damaged. At least five people are injured. Crews are now working to repair downed power lines. People who live in Baghdad's battle-weary Sadr City are being advised most streets are littered with roadside bombs. Residents expected to see a vehicle ban lifted today, but authorities issued a stern warning on the web. They're still urging people to stay away from restricted roads. South African leaders are holding a one-day emergency summit in Lusaka to find a resolution to the election crisis in Zimbabwe. But Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe was a no-show. The results of the March 29th election have yet to be released. Independent tallies suggest Mugabe lost, but got enough votes to force a runoff. Bitter words lead to a backpedal on the campaign trail. Presidential candidate Barack Obama is on the defensive after describing working-class Pennsylvania voters as bitter and saying they, quote, cling to guns or religion. Obama admits the words were ill-chosen, but when criticized by rival Hillary Clinton as out of touch, he disagreed, saying he understands voters are fed up. Those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source, online, on TV, even when you're on the go.